Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time to meet our community. The Hispanic community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station. And the only person didn't want to start the show today. They're having such a blast beforehand. I'm begging them to start the show. Welcome, John Gutierrez.
Give me some power here. Give me some power, Paul. Let's go. I think we need more sound, a little bit
more
higher
sound.
Yes, bigger. Please.
Let's get your, how about
all
that?
All right.
How about that?
There you go. Perfect. Thank you so much. Welcome to our community podcast show, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, John Gutierrez, Senior Vice President here. And with us again, one of our special guests, longtime member now, big supporter. We were just talking about our toy drive, which we'll get into a little bit here. Miriam Vega, who is the CEO, founder of Mint Health Insurance Agency, which is an award-winning agency. She's also part of our Health and Wellness Committee. She's our co-chair of our Health and Wellness Committee. Congratulations.
Thank you. Proud.
She loves to educate our community about Medicare eligibility on their benefits and choices of Medicare.
Correct.
And of course, we are in the middle of annual enrollment period, so that's very important.
For Medicare.
You
didn't
yes.
Say that, for what? Yeah.
And so we're going to be discussing all of this. And she's also an assistant HR professional on employees for Medicare options, right?
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Ms. Miriam Vega, again.
Thank you so much, John. So happy to be here and happy to kick us off. It is the annual enrollment period for Medicare Advantage. And you may wonder what that means.
Tell us again. I know, I think many people are starting to know, but you can get a Medicare, if you're over 65, you can do it two ways. Let me see if I summarize this right. You can just go and get regular Medicare and pay for that, but it has limitations to it.
Paul, we're really upset with you because you haven't gone to Miriam to take care of this.
We're gonna set up something afterwards.
And you're almost 75, and she's been
75.
On the show.
Not that
she's
old.
She's been on the show three times, and she's been giving you all this great advice, Miriam.
Yes,
so
all the time.
So tell us the advice that you've given Paul several times.
Paul, call Mint, 1-888-225-MINT.
That's all you need to know.
Oh, there you go.
That's all you need to know. But again, you can sign up for, just to recap some of the conversations we had. When my wife, she's a couple years older than I am, when she turned 65, she was still working. And she said, I'm not going to apply to Medicare until I stop working. So when she stopped working a couple years later, they said, you waited. Too late. There's a penalty for the rest of your life. You didn't sign up. She said, I thought I'm doing a good thing. I'm taking the money away. You need to sign up. And there are advantages to the Advantage plans because they're basically here in Southern California. Not every place in the country does this. It's a competitive market. You can get pretty much free. You still pay the basic, whatever it is. What's it, $180 now or something, Medicare?
It's approximately $185, just depends. And I know it is going up next year, so make sure that we keep our eyes open for the information that they get in regards to that.
And that was
Part
a shock.
B premium.
We thought Medicare was free. Medicare Part, is it Part A you have to pay
Part
for?
Part A, you paid into it through your entire work career. So it's part of the requirements. You must have Part A. How do you acquire Part A? By working 40 quarters or 10 years in the United States.
Your life, yeah.
And then Part B does come with a premium. So nothing is free, Paul. There are plans
that
have very low or zero monthly premiums, yes, depending on the zip code. So that's another reason we encourage people to reach out to us. We encourage employers and, like I said, HR professionals to reach out. Why? So employees like your wife don't go through the same situation.
Exactly. She was so mad at her
bank. End up on late enrollment penalties.
She was so mad at her bank. Why didn't somebody tell me this?
All right. So we're going to get into some of these questions we have here that are very important, Paul.
Okay.
Let's stay on task, please, Paul. Right. I gotta keep these seniors in check. You know, they don't stay on
we
task.
We wander.
These are important questions that Miriam wanted us to focus on because these are questions that are being brought up a lot.
Yes.
In the community, in the news, everywhere. So first and foremost, of course, we're talking about medical annual enrollment period, which is happening right now. And when does it end, first and foremost?
Medicare annual enrollment period began October 15th.
Okay.
It ends December 7th. December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. Let's not forget. It's also my husband's birthday.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's a very important day.
Shout out to the husband. Arriba.
Yes, he's always supporting.
It's very important because there's a window. And
there
that's
is.
What people need to understand. There's an urgency.
And
right?
If you miss the window, what happens?
Some people believe that they may receive penalties for not making changes. That is not accurate. So we do want to debunk myths. What happens if you change, if you miss the window, you just either stay on the plan that you were currently on, if you're already a Medicare Advantage beneficiary, or heavens forbid, we're talking about these changes, John, right? We talked about how there are different health plans that are now eliminating certain policies. So depending on the zip code, we want to make sure we check that for people to ensure that their health plan will still be available next year. Otherwise, they will revert to straight or original Medicare. If you ask me what is original Medicare, it's going back to just Medicare Part A and Part B. So that Medicare Advantage plan they had.
Which covers what? Medicare A and Part B.
Only covers 80% of their medical and hospital needs.
Exactly.
So you don't want to be left with the 20% without knowing if your plan is going to renew next year. They do get letters in the mail, but often enough.
Who reads the mail?
Exactly. So just check in. Give us a call.
I got a whole list here. I know.
Let's make sure that you will be covered for next year.
Yeah.
So let's first get into the health plans that you're saying that may no longer be available. That's something that's coming up.
Yeah, so it's happened, and I'm sure you have listeners from all over, even though we are OC Talk Radio,
right?
Yes.
And here with the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. But as I mentioned, for many of the employers, you may have employees coming in from different counties, LA County, even Riverside County. And what's going on, we have certain health plans that are sunsetting or removing that specific plan from the market for 2026. I don't want to be specific because it would keep us here all day, but that's exactly why we want to make sure that you just reach out, call, ask us, is my plan renewing? Is my doctor continuing to accept my current insurance?
Exactly.
Are they going to be contracted? Are my prescriptions going to be covered? These are very important questions
and
that we're here to answer.
And you can't assume just because you had it last year that you'll have it next year.
Especially not this year, Paul. There are so many changes.
Sorry, I got to make one. I know he's got a whole list of questions here, but I got one point I got to emphasize that equally shocked me.
Not letting you do no more questions because these are the same questions you've asked the last two shows, haven't called her.
Oh, well, that's true.
Hey, right,
it's not a question. It's a point I want to make that I thought Medicare Advantage plans would be the same all across the country. They're not even the same county to county. So what you can get in Orange County may not be what you get in Riverside County, and it may not be what you can get next year in Riverside County.
I just want to make a quick point.
That's correct.
Paul is a perfect example of why we're doing this show.
Yeah,
he is we're doing this show. Because people out there, you'll hear the information, and you'll learn about the information for the first, the second, and the third time, but you don't do what you're supposed to do and call the professional.
I'm ashamed. Really am. I don't know why.
And I'm saying this because when she got here, Paul...
I wanted to leave. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Paul was like, I wanted to just leave because he said, I needed to call you. I should call you. And this is so important, everybody, because so many changes are happening, right?
Correct.
Miriam?
Yes, absolutely.
And one of them is prescriptions. That is a big component that... It can get very expensive.
Right? Sure can. And that's actually part of the reason why I do Medicare. When my grandmother just originally received Medicare, she was on straight Medicare. We didn't know anything about it. We didn't know Medicare Advantage options existed. We didn't know she had to have a prescription drug policy. So long story short, she was on insulin. It was very expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And because we were not educated, we didn't know about all these amazing resources. We started paying out of pocket, full price.
Which
and
is a lot these days.
The insulin back then would be maybe between $800 to $1,000 full price. And
per month,
yes. And if she would have
$1,000 a month just to get insulin?
Absolutely. And so she would have been on a Medicare Advantage plan, for example, then the copay for her insulin could have been less than $100 per month.
Oh my God.
Which would have made a huge difference. And nowadays they truly really do help those beneficiaries that are on insulin and certain medications. But going back to John's point, there are health plans now that are introducing deductibles as of this year, 2025. And for 2026, there will be more health plans that will also introduce a deductible towards prescription drugs. And what does that mean to the beneficiary? It means that if they are not aware, they show up to the pharmacy come January, they're on a brand name medication, they were used to paying a flat copay, $40-something, et cetera. Now, they're going to say, welcome, Mr. Gutierrez, you have a deductible of such and such. Now what? How do they take their prescription?
Yeah.
What benefits or what additional resources are available? That's what we're here for. There are programs known as extra help or prescription drug for prescription drug coverage, known as low income subsidy. We can help and see if they can qualify for those plans. There are manufacturer's coupons. There are payment plans that the health plans are now supposed to offer these beneficiaries.
Supposed to is the key word.
And they do.
But you got to know.
Exactly. And then there are still some health plans that will not charge a deductible. So do you want to know if you're on that one? Give us a call.
But here's why I didn't call you, Miriam, because you charge so much money to do this.
Jesus, Paul, don't say those things. Not a dime. Are you kidding me? Our services are at no cost.
What?
Every single health plan pays us exactly the same. So there's no reason.
So you get paid from them. I don't have to pay anything for you to figure out what to do?
No.
Why have I been waiting?
We do all the homework. What was that?
Why have I been waiting? I thought you were expensive. You're so smart. All this stuff. I thought I can't afford her.
You have a lot of those right, but except for the part where I charge. We do not charge. Our services are at no cost. We help people telephonically, at the workplace, in person, or virtually. Whatever works, we're here to answer your questions. No cost.
John's got 20 other questions.
So Medicare also covers dental and vision.
No.
It doesn't?
No.
I don't get free dental and vision just because I'm on Medicare?
Medicare covers what, Paul? Remember, what does Part A cover?
I really don't remember now. I got to tell
me. We've talked about it.
I know.
Four times.
I know.
Yeah.
Four times at least.
So, yes, no. Medicare Advantage plans may offer these additional benefits, dental and vision and transportation and many other amazing benefits.
Right. But Part A does what?
Original Medicare does not cover it.
Right? What does it cover?
So that's why it's important to speak to someone like you, right?
100%.
To be able to find those components that they need if they need those services.
Give us the three parts again. A, B, C, what do you do? And
so Medicare Part A and Part B, you usually receive, right? If you worked, like I mentioned, 40 quarters, 10 years, Part A.
And what does it cover?
Hospital.
Yeah.
Medicare Part B covers 80% of those medical needs, and it comes with the premium. Okay. Right. And then Part C are your Medicare Advantage plans, at least as far as California, we're talking about here locally, but Part C is the Medicare Advantage, and Medicare Advantage covers all of original Medicare's plus additional things like vision, dental, transportation.
Right.
Some offer, I know you hear about these over-the-counter items, flex cards, right? Those are additional benefits Medicare Advantage does offer. And most importantly, Paul, it also covers Part D for prescription drug coverage.
That's the one I was getting at, yeah.
This is the way you avoid those penalties that I know you've talked about in regards to prescription drug coverage. Whether or not you're on any medication, you must have prescription drug coverage.
The next question I have for you is, does Medicare eligible benefits more for somebody who is an employer coverage or Medicare options?
So when it comes to employers, John, it's really important, as I mentioned, we really work with human resource managers and people that are constantly communicating with the employees that are aging into that Medicare 65 plus. Some people receive Medicare through disability as well for over 2 years, 24 months in the state of California. But when it comes to the employers, the employee, just like Paul's wife, has a choice. And a lot of the times the employer or the HR doesn't exactly know how to direct them. And so this is what happened to your wife, right?
Yeah,
she turned 65. She remained working.
Right.
She had credible coverage through the employer, and she
didn't apply.
Okay.
Don't need it.
She didn't need it. That's right. So they can do that. So why does she have a penalty?
Because she didn't apply.
Does she not prove that she had credible coverage?
She doesn't even know how to go. They just said, you didn't apply. Here's a penalty. And we don't know how to go back and prove
she
had.
This is the reason why Paul needed to call.
Yeah.
Miriam.
Yes. Every year.
And this is the reason why we just want to make sure we make it easier for the employers to have someone to reach out to, a trusted licensed insurance agent when it comes to Medicare, how to provide the forms that a Medicare eligible may need, give them their options. And that's something that we actually do, John. We come out to employers, and maybe during the company's break, et cetera, we do a really quick, short snack and learn per se. We inform them of the options that they have when they turn 65, when they receive Medicare. And then they're welcome to give us a call and have a more one-on-one conversation based on their specific needs.
I think the important point we're trying to make today on the show and every single time we have Marion come out is there's a lot of moving parts.
Yes.
There's a lot of questions, as you can see here with
Confusion.
Paul today. It can be confusing.
And very confusing.
That is why you need a professional, right? Somebody who's keeping up to date with all of this. I go to these real estate networking mixers and people are like, why do you go to these things? And I'm not a realtor. I'm not in that industry. But I just like to learn all the changes in the real estate industry that are constantly changing.
That's very wise.
In this industry, there's constant changes.
Every year, John.
Every year. Yeah.
And every year we go through certifications for every single one of the plans that we represent, whether it's Alignment Health Plan, SCAN, Blue Shield, United Healthcare, Humana. You mention it, you say it, we probably represent that plan.
How many plans are there these days? How many people are competing in this market?
Or what is probably the most... Top 10 or top 20, you would say?
I just mentioned a few that are definitely very popular in these counties.
I think I have Blue Shield and my wife has United Healthcare.
Yeah, very popular household names, right? Most people know health plans like you mentioned, United Healthcare, Blue Shield, Aetna. They've been around for so long, SCAN Health Plan, just so many. And they all have different benefits. So how do you find out which one fits your needs? You talk to us. We ask you about what prescriptions you're on. Who is your current provider, meaning your doctor? Do you want to keep the hospital you currently receive treatment at, right? Mm-hmm. All of these things are so important and they can change every year. And this is why we definitely encourage and urge you to contact us before December 7th to ensure you have the most up-to-date information and you just have that peace of mind, enjoy the holidays, not worry about your Medicare.
Because otherwise, again, if you miss that period, then you're locked into what you had before or you just revert to regular Medicare if you've applied for it in a timely manner. You can't change. Once a year, you get to change, right?
Yes, this is the annual enrollment period. This is where everyone gets to shop for a new plan. But then again, just to make it clear, there are different times in the year, just depending on, we call them special election periods.
Right.
If you move from one county to another, right, benefits are different. Therefore, yes, you can still contact us.
Didn't know that.
And we can help you make a change, find a new plan, find a new doctor, new options for you. If you gain or lose Medi-Cal coverage, which has been a big one over the summer, John, I think at Dia de los Abuelos, Grandparents Day that we had in September at the Delhi Center, we came across a lot of individuals that unfortunately lost their Medi-Cal. Not to be confused with Medicare. Medi-Cal is a state program.
Right.
And it subsidizes a lot of cost for these Medicare eligibles.
That's the state version of Medicaid.
Correct. Here in California.
Right.
And so what happened is during COVID, a lot of the community received Medi-Cal, right? Because everything we were going through. And some of them just didn't redo their redetermination last year. And so now...
But they're qualifying.
Some of them got cut off.
Yeah.
And so now they're telling me, oh my God, why are they charging me Part B premiums? I didn't pay that before. Did you resubmit your redetermination to the state? I didn't know I had to do that. I don't work for the state, but I heard it on the news. So maybe go ahead and reapply. And sure enough, they have, and they've gained that coverage back. But it's just important to be on top of all of the changes that are currently happening. And that's what we're here for, Paul.
Yeah, I think what's really important right now is there's some great extra benefits that I know we want to talk about because, of course, groceries have been pretty expensive, right?
Very.
And there's groceries, vitamins, right?
Groceries?
During a flex card, right? That's an added benefit. Can you share a little bit about that?
I sure can. So I mentioned Medicare Advantage has those advantages, right? Adding additional things on top of whatever Medicare originally covers. Based on zip code and based on certain qualifications per se, certain health plans do offer these flex cards. They all call them different things, but they're extra benefits. And yes, it's true. Some of them will cover allowances towards groceries, towards over-the-counter items like their vitamins, their Tylenol, Neosporin.
That's great.
All these
whenever you can get extra for free, why not?
Why
it's
going
to cost you extra money.
Well,
I'll take that extra.
I mean, you're paying a Part B premium, right?
So. I'll take some extra Vaporub.
There you go. So that is true.
I don't even know what that is.
Vapuru is like the number one.
It's the miracle worker, Paul.
Yes, for the Hispanic community. We're on the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce show.
Is that like Vicks VapoRub?
Yes, it's VapoRub.
But we call it Vapuru.
Vapuru.
My great-grandmother used to cover herself.
I have so much faith in that, by the way. So much. Yeah. It's one of the best things. How can someone contact you? How can someone, if they wanted to make the change, where do they go find you? How can somebody get connected with you? Even though you have somebody next to you here who has all your information.
Clearly.
Should have called you a long time ago, Paul Roberts.
I got
okay,
to.
Paul.
You know, I really
and
got
he keeps
to.
Complaining about how,
we'll do it today.
me and my wife, we need this and this, but he doesn't. Again, folks listening, please.
I'm the poster child for everybody listening.
Yes.
Sounds good. Gonna do it.
Stubborn.
Tomorrow,
no,
I forget
called stubborn.
About it.
They, yeah. He's from, what is it, Minnesota, the Vikings?
Eh? Yeah.
A stubborn football team.
That's true.
How can people get a hold of you?
There are so many ways. We're proud to be members of the chamber, and we're also proud to be in the community very often. So if you go on our website, you can find our events in the community. We're constantly in different places all over Orange County, the Inland Empire, Riverside County, San Bernardino, LA. And so
can they do this over the phone or do they have to come in person?
Oh, absolutely. They can do it over the phone. I'm just saying you want to meet a live agent.
Yeah.
We have a team ready to service you, to meet you in the community at different events that we put mm-hmm. together for you all. We can help you over the phone. Mm-hmm. We can help you virtually. And as I mentioned, even coming to the employer's break room, et cetera, and just being there for
every employer
that
listening
help.
To this should have her come out and talk to your employees.
Because it's really important.
Every year, it's free. They'll thank you for it, and you'll take care of these people. Because otherwise, they're going to get in trouble. They're going to fall off the plans and spend too much money. If you really care about your employees, just give them some free information.
And for those of you listening or watching, the reason why we continue to support Miriam and Mint Insurance is because they also are very involved in the community. They're not just, hey, I'm an agent, call me. They're very engaged in the community,
really
in
are,
our programs.
Yeah.
They've supported our toy drive for years now. One of our longtime ambassadors, Elizabeth, is part of your team now.
Yes.
You supported
really cool.
this Grandparents'
I met her.
Day.
Yeah. I met her at a toy drive, and now she's part of our team, and
yes.
I couldn't be more proud of her. She's rocking it.
Yeah, but I think it's great that she's doing these really, because she's really big into health and wellness. So she's doing a lot of these great things at your gatherings, your meetings. So even though you're providing a lot of great education mm-hmm. and a lot of resources, which is important, there's also a sense of community by the fact that you're hosting these at community events, senior centers, things like that. With
correct.
With
well,
your
that thing you did at the Dell High Center.
Yeah, with the Dia de los Abuelos, right?
Yeah, it's the four-week wellness series for seniors. So four-week wellness series, Elizabeth hosts this and welcomes seniors in the community to come. She does breath work, different yoga,
that's
chair
great.
Yoga modalities.
Yeah.
So yes, we are all about giving back. And then, of course, giving them information as well, especially the community that does not understand English. So a lot of us are English and Spanish speaking. We do have somebody that can also assist with American Sign Language, and we're very proud of that. And I
sometimes,
believe Arabic.
I think sometimes, my mom lives with us. We take care of her. And sometimes seniors can be a little bit stubborn.
What?
And yes, Paul Roberts. And what happens is, I notice with my mom that even if I say, Mom, try these things for your health and move your shoulders and do this for stretching. But that's great that you guys are offering these things at these gatherings, because it also makes it fun for them.
Yes.
It makes it fun for the seniors, right? There's, like
they
you said, snacks.
It.
They're learning
they
about
relax.
Their health. Exactly. The breath work, whether it's, yeah, I think you did what some sort of Zumba once, right?
We did. Zumba to mariachi.
Yes,
that was so much fun.
That was so much fun. But it makes them feel comfortable in an environment of familiarity, I guess you could say, and they're having a good time. And then, of course, they're getting good information.
100%.
So if you have a parent that you're taking care of like we do, a senior citizen, or somebody that you know in the community that you feel should benefit from this information.
Your neighbor, your friend,
yeah.
your uncle, your aunt.
Because keep in mind, if they don't get this information and they get this information wrong, it
penalties,
could really,
problems.
It could cause a lot of problems. Like right. Paul Roberts over here, who
big
has
problem.
All these problems but doesn't want to fix them.
Yeah.
And I can just imagine if his wife knew the resource we have here.
She'd be
and
slapping
he has, yes.
She said you got to go to a snack and learn, like you get a snack. I need to go to a smack and learn. Somebody needs to smack me upside the head.
Oh, Paul.
So it's important everybody understands her services are free. right?
No cost.
Because the carriers pay you. Obviously, they pay.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
And let's just briefly go back. Again, for anybody listening, for anybody, of course, thinking of doing this with their parents or somebody that they're advising or helping out, the period is a window that's going to close December.
December 7th.
Miss it, you got to wait a whole nother year.
It gets here quick.
So let's light up the phone lines right now. How do they call you?
They can reach us at 1-888-225-6468.
You're going to give me a
one more time. One more time.
1-888-225-6468.
And for somebody listening, is there a website also that they can go to?
We do, yes. Mm. And I use it so much that I forgot it. Okay, so is it Mint Health Insurance or is it Mint Insurance?
You know what? You can Google it, right? I'm pretty sure you can Google it.
Yeah, you can follow us on social media too.
Yes.
Mint Health Insurance. Yes. Oh my goodness.
Just call it. Give it one more time. Then we want to light this
song up. And if anything, anybody listening or watching, make a comment. A lot of this is on YouTube, on our social media.
Yeah.
Make a comment here and say, hey, I have some questions. I have some concerns.
Good.
We get those comments and messages, and we'll pass it on to Miriam. So feel free to leave a message, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that this important information is provided for you and your loved ones. We don't want you to end up at the ER or in an urgent care center.
Don't be Paul.
Last minute.
Don't
when
be
Paul. Some emergency is happening and then it gets really complicated, which happens, right?
I would agree.
Phone number one more time.
1-888-225-6468.
I hope everybody's calling right now. We're going to make an appointment today.
Thank you, Paul.
Well, folks, our time has run out. Anything else, Miriam, that we just, first and foremost, thank you for being here again. And of course, thank you for doing what you're doing in the community. And of course, we appreciate you always supporting our Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
When's the toy drive?
Events. The toy drive is going to be Thursday, December 4th. Okay.
Perfect.
Right before the deadline.
And this year's going to be really cool because we've got a big surprise for everybody. It's going to be really fun. I can't share it yet, but it's going to be another great event. And thank you and your husband and, of course, always supporting us. And, of course, now you're the co-chair of our Health and Wellness Committee. So that's great. You'll be, of course, more involved in everything we're doing, right?
100%. Couldn't be happier to be part of the Health and Wellness Committee. And we're just here to help you in whichever way, shape, or form we can. It's all about community. When you give, you receive. And it's just a matter of coming together, bringing resources, working together. There's plenty for everyone. And we're just happy to be able to bring resources and awareness.
Now more than ever, where it's getting more confusing and everybody's upset. More than ever, we need to work together as a community.
There you have it,
folks.
Couldn't
agree more. December 4th, the toy drive.
Yes.
December 7th, the end of the annual enrollment period.
Put big dates on your calendar for both of them.
Yes. Thank you so much, Miriam.
Thank you,
and
John.
Of course, thank you to
Paul.
Health Insurance Agency for always supporting our community. And Mr. Paul Roberts will be calling his wife now and making sure they get all this information situated because, again, folks, it is very important. Take care of your parents. Take care of each other. And thank you for tuning in. We'll see you guys again next week, folks. Thank you, Miriam.
Thank you, John. Thank you, OCHCC.
Let's go.
Let's go. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for coming in. Thank you for listening today here. And thank you for being patient with us because we do not always do what we should do. But that's why this program is out there. Take the step. I'm going to do it today. You should too. Call them. Find out. Get the information you need. And make an informed decision this year. That's what we do here in our community. Because our community is your community. Right here in the only community radio station, OC Talk Radio. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California Irvine's Beal Blind Innovation Center.